And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of June, 2016. It was on this day, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte met his final defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in Belgium, leading a French army of around 69,000 troops against the Duke of Wellington and about 67,000 British, Dutch, Belgian, and German troops, with another army, the Prussian army, 48,000 strong, arriving near the end of the day. It had rained heavily the night before, so Napoleon delayed the start of the battle until midday to give the ground time to dry out, and that delay gave the Prussian army time to meet up with Wellington's forces, and it cost the French the battle. It's the birthday of the writer who said bad men make for more interesting stories. Short story writer Jean McGarry, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1948, author of Heirs of Providence, The Courage of Girls, Ocean State, and many other books. It's the birthday of the writer Amy Bloom, New York City, 1953, before she became a full-time writer, worked for 20 years as a psychotherapist. Most recent book is the novel Lucky Us. Also wrote a TV series for the Lifetime Network called State of Mind about the professional lives of psychotherapists, and a nonfiction book called Normal, Transsexual CEOs, Cross-Dressing Cops, and Hermaphrodites with Attitude. And it's the birthday of the children's author and illustrator Chris Van Allsburg, born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1949. He wanted to study art in college, but he hadn't taken any art classes in high school, so he lied and told the admissions officer he was so advanced he was given private lessons on the weekends. The admissions officer was not convinced. He asked Van Allsburg what he thought of Norman Rockwell. Allsburg guessed that the officer probably liked Rockwell, so he said, "I believe Norman Rockwell is unfairly criticized for being sentimental. I think he is a wonderful painter who captures America's longings, America's dreams, and presents American life with the drama and sensitivity of a great playwright." And he was admitted to the University of Michigan. Chris Van Allsburg, known for his book Jumanji and The Polar Express. His most recent book is The Misadventures of Sweetie Pie, a novel for children. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Michael Hecht, On the Strength of All Conviction and the Stamina of Love. Sometimes I think we could have gone on, all of us trying forever. But they didn't fill the desert with pyramids. They just built some. They're not still out there, building them now. Everyone, everywhere, gets up and goes home. Yet, we must not diabolize time, right? We must not curse the passage of time. A poem by Jennifer Michael Hecht, On the Strength of All Conviction and the Stamina of Love, from her collection The Next Ancient World, published by Tupelo Press, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.